Mobile phone usage, so often blamed for causing road accidents, but one unlikely app creator believes smartphones could actually create safer working conditions for truck drivers in Australia. Tom Kavanagh is a former diesel mechanic and the director of EMS Group, a labour and equipment provider for the mining, construction and rail industries. A year ago, he launched Channel 40. It's an app that's been dubbed the Uber for freight owners and truck drivers. It's one of several apps targeted at the trucking industry. Tom Kavanagh, welcome to RN Breakfast.
Thanks, Hamish.
Online classifieds for freight moving jobs have existed for a long time now. What's the design of the app? What does it aim to do? What problem does it fix?
Look, traditional billboard-style platforms that exist in the market now basically just act as a marketplace for freight owners to post their loads and their details, and then the truck drivers access that site and then reach out directly to the freight owners and negotiate the deal. And it's just been done between those two parties, and an intermediary sort of stays out of it. Where Channel 40's a number of points of difference that Channel 40 has is, you know, we're looking to really clean up the industry from both parties. You know, there's plenty of freight owners out there that are quite happy to be a little bit nondescript on the information that they provide to the truck drivers, because they know that it might mean that they'll get a cheaper load. And likewise with the truck drivers, there are sadly drivers that exist out there that are happy to bend the rules or break them in order to make ends meet. So our platform is similar to lots of platforms out there, but not necessarily in this industry, where we provide a ranking system and we allow feedback on their profile so that both parties understand exactly who they're dealing with. So included in that, a freight owner has the ability to look at their heavy vehicle inspection scheme, validity, their license, the insurances. And right now we're working very closely with the National Heavy Vehicle Regulator to ensure that we've got accredited chain of responsibility safe work method statements, so that the truck drivers have a procedure that they adhere to, and then the freight owners have confidence in knowing that they're going to have their loads delivered safely.
And how does your rating system work? Because I know this is one of the things that unions and various other associations have concerns about, in part because it includes efficiency components.
Yeah, of course. And look, it's something that we're very delicately sort of working with the National Heavy Vehicle Regulator. So, I'll just sort of premise the latest mandate for the chain of responsibility isn't a sort of to be released until later this year, around June. So we're still working with the National Heavy Vehicle Regulator to determine exactly what information we want to be providing, and particularly with the ranking, because it is something that can be unfairly used in some instances. But what we're in principle, what we're looking at doing is we're ranking them not only on their ability to deliver the load in a timely manner and in a cost-effective manner, but more importantly, that the job's done safely. Our platform, interestingly enough, is targeting and has been very successful with very sophisticated freight owners, so high-end mining companies and the like that are more interested in LTIs and safety statistics than they are in saving money. So we're not out to try and find the cheapest load for the cheapest driver. We're targeting mining companies specifically, and their number one concern when we meet with them is to ensure that the loads are delivered safely. So,
but chain of responsibility, as you just mentioned, I mean, that's a particular term relating to the trucking industry, the freight industry, and it's very important to get it right. And it's not always about getting things from one place to the other in the fastest possible time. Is it possible for your app and having these efficiency ratings to work in cooperation with that? I mean, they do sound almost to be contrary concepts.
Yeah, look, and that's a fair comment. Look, the one thing that people don't realise with the chain of responsibility is that all parties in the supply chain have equal and shared responsibilities to ensure that the load's delivered safely. So as a freight owner, if you want to put your load on a rogue truck driver who doesn't want to adhere to the rules, and there's an incident or an accident, the liability falls with the freight owner if they knowingly knew that that was being done unsafe. So, you know, this is something that needs...
So what responsibility then do you have as the app?
So what we can do is we need to share, like, the responsibility is shared. So, whilst we don't have the ability to police the app in real time, and police the fact that things are being done safely, we've got a very good retrospective tool that allows people to be able to voice feedback, both positive and negative, to ensure that it's done, so that we know that if there are issues with freight owners consistently providing incorrect details or truck drivers consistently breaching the chain of responsibility guidelines, we can remove those people from the platform and ensure that we're only dealing with quality users from both ends. And aside from that, we're allowing the freight owners to view the truck drivers' licenses, insurances, HVIS inspections, and that stuff that it sounds simple, but it's a very important tool to allow to know that the drivers are using registered and operating within the law.
But are you accepting any of the responsibility?
Look, if we are knowingly neglecting any part of the chain of responsibility, well, then yes, we have to accept the responsibility. And that's why we've just invested over $800,000 on the latest version, which will be released in February, because we understand that if we want to act as an intermediary, we need to ensure that we're doing absolutely everything we can to minimise the chances of guidelines being breached. So, yes, we do need to assume responsibility, but as I mentioned earlier, the mandate is still being drafted with the National Heavy Vehicle Regulator, and we're meeting with them closely, and we're very confident that we'll be the first accredited platform that will adhere to the new laws that be launched in June.
Would you be able to monitor things like the weight of the load? Because wouldn't, under this scenario, wouldn't there be an incentive for the freight owner maybe to underplay the weight of the load, for example, or to create some kind of arrangement with the driver whereby perhaps they're encouraged to do things that go beyond what the app knows about?
Yeah, so look, the weight is something that is difficult for us to manage. But one thing that is exciting that's in our latest release is, for example, in an oversized load, it's against the law in many states to drive an oversized load after dawn and dusk hours. So between daytime only is only permitted. So because our platform has a geo stamp on the device that the driver is using, we know when the sunset time is for the particular location where they are. And if they continue to drive an oversized load past that deadline, a notification will be pushed to the freight owner and the driver to say to alert them that there's a potential breach, and then we can, if there's consistent breaches, we can investigate that. So whilst the weight is something that we don't have an ability to manage, the distance and the times that they drive and driving past curfews is something that we certainly do have ability to manage, and no one else has that ability. So we're definitely ahead of the curve in our view.
Tom Kavanagh, thank you very much for coming on the program this morning. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Hamish. Appreciate it.
Tom Kavanagh is the creator of freight management platform Channel 40.